All right, hey, thanks for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, around the world on American Forces Radio Network. You know we love when we get the comedians in, and we got the dual threat, the comedian and actor Jason Mewes with us right now, and he's going to be at Raleigh Goodnights. He's going to start with the shows tomorrow night. Jason, welcome to the show, man. And for you, I know the pandemic isn't officially over, but during like the lockdown of last year, did you learn to play the flute? Did you learn Bulgarian? What did you get up to?
Nothing exciting like that, man. I wish I did. It's funny because in elementary school, I played saxophone. Right before the pandemic, I went and bought a saxophone because I'm like, I'm going to try it again. and when you don't play an instrument for many, many years, for me personally anyway, I didn't catch right on. So I attempted to try to learn an instrument, and then I gave up, and I winded up doing a whole lot of streaming on Twitch. Twitch was a big help for me during the pandemic because I live stream from there. I have my man cave, if you will. My garage is converted into like a gaming room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I just streamed a lot, man. That and I did a bunch of cameos.
No
but
doubt.
But nothing cool like learning a different language or an instrument. So,
yeah, I'm streaming on Twitch right now. You're preaching to the choir. You know, when I think about you getting into Hollywood and all the movies and shows you've been in, as you mentioned, but you've also, you know, you've EP'd, you've directed. What's that like learning all the stuff from the other side of the camera?
I mean, I love it. You know, it's like something I didn't plan. I mean, definitely the directing. And the EP, and it's just, I think, time being with Kevin. Like, you know, luckily with me, because there's been movies where I go to London, and I'm in three scenes in a movie, and I meet a new director, and I'm only, in three scenes. You don't really learn much of that stuff, because you come in, you memorize your dialogue, and you do hair makeup, and you do the scene. But luckily, you know, I've a lot of my movies that I've done over the years has been with Kevin, so I'm there from beginning to end because we're friends, and we've gone out to California when we lived in Jersey. Still, I would be like, hey, I want to come out to Cali with you for pre-production, like, and I'll hang out. I'll just be around you and hang out. So I've gotten to like go hang out with Kevin and be in the office when they're doing all the pre-production, like, you know, setting up wardrobe and checking out, like, hey, this is what we're going to do. We're going to come up with fake names for stores, and watching Kevin setting up blocking and all that type of stuff. I've just been lucky to be behind the scenes a lot during my movies, and I just sort of soaked up all that information, and luckily I was able to sort of hold on to some of it and utilize it. But me doing the Madness and the Method, I've only got to direct one feature, and I've done a short movie and a PSA and a music video, but the feature was so much fun, and I'm really hoping in the future I get to, do another one. But yeah, man, I just think I got lucky, man, lucky all around. Everything has been surreal for me. It's like Kevin and I grew up in the same town. We've been friends. I mean, we became friends, and he's like, I wrote a movie, and I'm putting you in my movie. I was like, yeah, whatever. And I got to be in his movie, but I went back to work roofing. I was a roofer at the time. And then he's like, we're getting to do another movie called Mallrats. And I wrote our characters in it again. I was like, oh, okay, cool. And I went and did that. And after Mallrats, I went back home and did more construction and delivered pizza. So I'm just saying it's everything has been surreal, and I just – really got lucky and stuff. So, I just got lucky that Kevin put me in a movie and believed in me, and I've gotten to be behind the scenes and sort of learn and again, soak in that information. And now my wife produces Kevin's movie, so, you know, I even get to listen to her and sort of soak up some of that information for producing and all the things that she does, because we live in the same house and such. So,
yeah. Well, I mean, you know, talking about Kevin Smith, of course, you can get lucky once, but if you don't have the talent, you know, I mean, you have the talent, and who would have thought that Clerks would be such a cult classic? And I can't think of too many movies where the same two characters keep appearing. I mean, what's that like when, you know, it's just the public so identifies with you, those two characters?
Again, it's been awesome and surreal because, again, I don't, you know, in the beginning I didn't get it because if you notice, even in Clerks, Jay and Bob aren't even on the poster because the studio even was like, oh, they're just the guys who hang out front.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we were in Mallrats, and it wasn't until after Mallrats came out that people started saying, like, Jay and Bob. And, yeah, I mean, again, it's just, you know, what I think is been awesome and what I realized from it over the years is that people can, you know, constantly tell me that I have a friend just like you. You know, I have my hetero life mate. Me and my best friend are just like Jay and Bob. We go everywhere together. We hang out together. He's a little quieter. I'm a little more obnoxious and loud and, you know, stuff like that. So I just feel people can really relate to the characters, and that's what I've gotten over the years. And that's why I feel like, you know, Jay and Bob have been able to stick in people's heads and stay with them and stuff. You know, not to mention we got our awesome comic book store in Red Bank, New Jersey, Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash, you know, which we have all our cool merchandise and stuff. So all that helps. But, yeah, I do feel, and it's been awesome, I do feel like, you know, from the feedback I've gotten from people for so many years is it really seems like people can relate with the two characters, that they have friends like that, cousins, they're like that with their friends, you know, stuff like that. So
I remember when Clerks came out and a friend of mine, I'm a little bit older than you, and a friend of mine, she said that she loved you. And I go, what is it about that guy? And she's like, the confidence. I mean, you just bring it like you went to Juilliard. You just kind of took it to like a fish to water, didn't you?
You know, I wish it was all like super like professional and stuff like that. But, you know, it's literally been Kevin wrote the character because that's what I was like. From when I met him at 12, 13 years old to when we filmed at 17 years old, 3-4 years, he always said, like, you know, you got a weird sense of humor and you're funny and someone should put you in a movie. And everything he did, like Jay in Clerks is exactly Jason Mewes at the age of 13, 14, 15, 16 years old. Like mine is selling weed out front, of course, but like I used to just yell things and be obnoxious and dance and, you know, pull out my bag sometime and this and that goofiness and obnoxious and stuff. And, you know, so again, it was me playing myself. And then Mallrats, same thing. I had to be, you know, I didn't run around going snoochie boochies and stuff. But, you know, we added the element. As the years went on, it's cool because you could, in each movie over the years, Kevin sort of adapted Jay and Bob sort of to me getting older and getting a little less obnoxious, a little more confident or what have you. Because, and you know, even in Clerks 2, it's, you know, the two guys come up and say, hey, man, where you guys been? And I'm like, oh, I've got sentenced to 6 months in rehab. I'm sober now. Like, that really happened. That was true. Mm-hmm. And so, again, Kevin would adapt the characters sort of to real life of what was going on in with Jason Mewes and Kevin Smith and stuff. So, yeah, I don't know. I wish it was because I got training and I was I was super, you know, good at the thing, but I definitely feel like don't get me wrong, I feel like I've learned a bunch over the years of acting and stuff and trying to bring that element to the movies. But I definitely, a big part of it is me playing myself and just getting, again, being lucky that Kevin saw something funny in me and was like, oh, I want to put you in a movie and see if other people find you funny. Are you just Jersey funny? Are you funny in Philly, Cali, Raleigh, you know, North Carolina, you know, whatever. So,
yeah. Well, I want to make sure everybody can see the funny in person tonight. Go to goodnightscomedy.com. Well, I should say it's starting tomorrow. Jason Mewes on stage live, everybody. Hey, Jason, thanks for coming on, man. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you. And you have a great day and a great night.